From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. Joe Biden is not coming to Milwaukee to accept the Democratic presidential nomination. This is due to concerns over rising COVID-19 cases in the state. Now, Biden is going to accept the nomination from his home in Delaware. Papabloody is on the line with me today for more on the Democratic National Convention coming up in August. He said earlier he would still attend the mostly virtual event. Why the sudden change?
So we got this information, Stephanie, just a couple minutes ago from the time we're recording this podcast, and this is coming from the organizers of the convention, not from Biden's staff. And essentially what they are saying is that after consulting with public health officials and experts, they no longer consider it safe. So this is really down to health and safety here. And Stephanie, while this has been coming for a while, it certainly is a blow for the city of Milwaukee. Now, remember, when Milwaukee first landed this event more than a year ago, there were some expectations that some 50,000 people would be traveling to the city. It would be four nonstop days and nights of politics and culture. And remember, Stephanie, really early on in this podcast, we talked about the state legislature looking at a bill to extend bar hours in Milwaukee and the surrounding region during the convention. That is a long ways off where we are at this moment right now.
As you mentioned, there's going to be a lot of changes this year. So what will the actual convention look like at this point?
So Stephanie, this is kind of the logical conclusion in terms of reading the signs of where the convention was headed. Now remember, not too long ago, Democrats had scaled back their plans for a convention with most of the speakers making recorded remarks. And the idea here was to try and create this kind of made-for-TV event that would air over the series of nights. Now, that was supposed to culminate with a Thursday night speech by Biden in Milwaukee that would have had a small crowd there. But given the state of the pandemic, which you, of course, have reported a lot on for both WIS Politics and WISBusiness.com, the convention felt that it was simply too big of a health risk. So what they're saying now is that instead of traveling to Milwaukee, Biden is going to make his address and accept the nomination from his home state of Delaware. Another thing that's probably worth noting here, Stephanie, is that Hillary Clinton, of course, did not campaign in Wisconsin ahead of the 2016 election. And some of the buzz around Milwaukee getting the convention this time around was that this was kind of, in part, an effort to address that. Now, obviously, there's some night and day differences in terms of the circumstances as to why Biden won't be coming to Wisconsin now and could, in fact, come to Wisconsin in the future.
And Pat, is this similar to what Republicans are doing?
It really is. Now, with the Republican plan, it's really centered on the president. And as we know, the president is not exactly the most consistent of figures when it comes to planning some things. So we've seen a couple different plans out of Republicans. Remember, originally, the convention was meant to be held in North Carolina. Trump had a bit of a tiff with the governor there in regards to crowd size that would be allowed in. He looked for a period of time to hold some events in Jacksonville, Florida. Those got canceled, and now it looks like the North Carolina events being rolled back significantly. And Trump yesterday floated the idea of accepting the nomination at the White House. So it looks like really similar tracks in terms of how both parties want to move forward with their conventions.
For updates on the DNC and responses to Biden's physical absence during the convention, you can visit WISPolitics.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit WISPolitics.com.